Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Like a heavyweight fight, the Bears and 49ers trade blows late into the fourth quarter in Santa Clara, California. Cairo Santos kicks a go-ahead 29-yard field goal for a 38-35 Bears lead, 5:22 on the clock. Then a Bears defense getting gashed for 496 total yards allows the 49ers downfield for a tie-breaking 38-yard touchdown pass, a go-ahead touchdown pass with 2:15 to play. Down 42-38 at the Niners' two-yard line. Caleb Williams, who's got magic in his bag. A Lehigh 6 fourth quarter comeback wins. Only has so much time left on the clock.
4 seconds left. Second and goal. Here is Williams. He's got to throw it to the end zone. Clock has expired. Williams keeps the play alive. He's looking. He's got to get rid of it. Retreating. He throws. Incomplete. It's over. And the Niners have won.
42-38 over the Bears. NBC the call on the doorstep of a winning score. A scrambling Williams throws incomplete into the end zone as time expires. And along with head coach Ben Johnson admits after the game, the final play call came in late, hindering the Bears' chances at pre-snap adjustments.
It's frustrating, obviously. You don't want to lose a game ever. Having a shot at the end is all you can ask for in those moments. But we got to do a better job overall, just execution. We made too many mistakes as a team.
Williams throws for 330 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, QB rating 100.3. Trading blows with 49ers QB Brock Purdy until Williams' final swing and miss.
He knew he needed to come out and make some plays for us here tonight. When you're going against a dynamic offense like that, we talked about the possibility as an offense, us going tit for tat with them. At times, we were able to answer that call. You know, they just ended up making more plays than us.
And Williams completes 25 of 42 passes. That's 59.5%. Purdy, 72.7%, 24-33, 303 yards, three in the air, two rushing touchdowns. The 49ers win their sixth in a row to go 12-6.
It's an early view of what the playoffs can be, you know. It was a big one, and you know, it was exciting. It's a great atmosphere. Nothing like being on the road in a legendary spot like Levi's Stadium and, you know, going head-to-head with a Titan.
A losing Bears lineman, Jonah Jackson, who opened holes for DeAndre Swift, 54 yards rushing, a couple of touchdowns. Bears had a 7-0 lead on a pick six. On the first play from scrimmage, T.J. Edwards, 34 yards, then fell behind before tying the game at 14-21, 28, and 35, eventually falling 4 points short. They've got one game to go before the playoffs.
I think we've proven who we are. We'll fight. And, you know, I think we're a team to be reckoned with.
And the 11-5 Bears host the 8-8 Lions Sunday at 3:25 in the season finale. The NFC North champs, currently the NFC 2 seed, could fall to the 3, but will host a playoff game next month. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.